My name is Ruanito Ferrarizi. I go by Johnny. I'm the new associate professor at the Indian River Research and Education Center. My position is in citrus horticulture, and I'm going to be focusing on irrigation, plant nutrition, and cultural practices to improve our current practices and try to maximize plant survival under these greening conditions that we are facing currently.
You will be focusing on Indian River growers, I trust.
Yes, primarily grapefruits. So most of the growers are using irrigation for a long time, and my focus is improving irrigation efficiency by measuring the amount of water is being delivered on the irrigation systems, primarily through the use of soil moisture sensors. That is my main background, so I primarily want to use soil moisture sensors to control the amount of water it's being applied, and then trigger decisions, or perhaps the entire irrigation system automatically using those sensors connected to controllers.
What about on the nutrition front? Where will you be focusing?
So nutrition has been in the news for a long time, particularly under the greening, the HLB problem we are facing, and people have been trying different products. So I will continue trying to bring that to the scientific perspective, trying to understand which nutrient is actually playing a role, and if the bacteria is getting some kind of negative effect out of some nutrients, or if the nutrition is increasing the plant production as a whole. We don't have much scientific information to back us up. However, growers are still using lots of fertilizers and nutritional programs, and everyone has their own program, and the fertilizer companies are also trying, some magic bullet to fix the problem.
And I know you've heard, if you heard Ariel Singerman this morning, growers are looking at places they can cut costs, and this will help them to be more efficient, hopefully, in their fertilizer use, not use what you don't need to use.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. So according to Ariel, so fertilizer is the second expense. So first is primarily spraying. And the use of more efficient practices, and primarily trying to improve the plant health, is necessary to two major points. First of all, increase yield and reduce fruit drop. So I will try to look forward on tying that 2 points with plant nutrition.
That's all my questions, really. Anything else you'd like to add about your ongoing work with especially Indian River grapefruit growers?
I have a strong background on citrus nursery production, and basically I'm trying to bring that knowledge to Florida. So I'm currently leading one of the CUPS projects with grapefruits in our station. My goal is to put several varieties under screen to maximize the potential of growing citrus indoors and test them in our region. Since we don't have resistant varieties and the chemical spray is not being that efficient, so one of the solutions is to grow citrus indoors and understanding how plants behave and how we can maximize that production is key, and that's going to be my major contribution as well. So that ties to my third research area, which is improving cultural practices.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.